Hello, everyone. I feel like just the need to move my body right now. I'm a little nervous. I've been thinking about this call, and that's what we do. Can anybody hear me? Okay, thumbs up. Make sure I'm talking to somebody. Hello, Miss Tanya. Y'all, I might need to put my glasses on to even read the chat today. My contacts are just like, I need to check the strength. They just seem a little off this new box of contacts. But good morning, everybody. What's everybody up to today? I'd love to hear. All right, we are even already have a raised hand. But let me tell y'all what we're going to do today. So this is the How to lose weight next month call. That's what we're going to talk about. So, you're listening in, and then Aaron's awesome farmers market. Oh, Annette's sick. Get better soon, Annette. Working out, chiropractor, and rest day. That sounds like awesome self-care. Jennifer sitting in her PJs. Y'all, who knows? I might have my PJs down below, but I actually don't. I've actually got jeans and boots and all the things because I am working today. That's kind of one of my things for 2025 is I am gonna dress for myself this next year, y'all. I love clothes, I love fashion, and I am usually in this house all by myself, and I'll talk to lots of y'all on Zoom. But here's the thing, y'all. We got to dress for ourselves. We got to dress just because we woke up this morning. So, if that's your thing, just do it for yourself because I don't know, that's just something I've been thinking about for the new year. Some of y'all have been working on the finish what you start. Good deal, Carla. I mean, we only just got a few things going on here in the no BS land, right? We have got who is, give me a thumbs up, give me a heart. Who's coming to the workshop tomorrow? 10 to 2 Central. The No BS Ultimate Diet and Weight Reset Workshop. Love it, love it, love it. Y'all, I will be there. I am off on Sundays and I am coming to the workshop as a member because I am still a member here at No BS, even though I work for them too. And yeah, so I'm so excited about coming to the workshop. Y'all, I'm shutting off the chat because if I have the chat on, I'll read the chat and then think I need to horn in on whoever coach is working and start coaching. And it's like, nope, this is me time. This is for me. So I'm turning off the chat and I am just going to get my learn on and get my reset on tomorrow. So I'm so excited. The replay will be out very soon. Zan, if you can't attend live tomorrow, y'all know we usually get it up pretty quick. So it will be available to you very soon after the workshop ends. And I'm just so super excited. So it's 10 to 2 p.m. Central Time. So whatever your time zone is, we got apps for that. We can adjust for our time zone, but 10 to 2. And then we'll also be joined. It's of course free to all of you all who are members. And then we're going to be joined by some very excited potential new members for No BS. So love on them too while they are in the chat. Some of them are going to be asking all the basic questions and help them out if you can, or just kind of let them scroll on by. So but I'm excited. I love this time of year. I love it when we do this workshop every year. So I love it. I love it. Jean or Jeannie. That was my grandmother's name, and that's my aunt's name, spelled exactly the same way. My brain thinks today is the start of the new year. Why wait? I was just talking to a private client just a minute ago, and we talked about how let's start today, right? Or let's start tomorrow. I actually printed out the whole new planner. That's the other thing I'm going to talk about here in a second. I printed out our whole new planner and I am starting tomorrow with the planner. And then I just added a few extra planning pages on my iPad at the end. And so my month starts tomorrow. And so that means I'm finishing out the month. Amazing. And I'm well on my way on January 1st. So that's just a suggestion for you all to do. So, other big announcement, new no BS weight loss course, new improved, revamped, amazing. And I haven't even gotten through all the lessons yet. I think I've gotten through three or four modules. And what comes along with that is a new planner. So the planner is ready, Jean or Jeannie. Y'all want me to show it to you real quick? Let's see. Let me get ready here and I will show you all what the new planner, where it is, and what it looks like. So, share. Okay. What was that thing that just came up on my screen? Okay. I did an update on my computer yesterday, so it's kind of getting used to everything. Do you all see the website and the Eastern time? Yes, Joan, it would be 11 to 3, right? It's a little early for the math, but yeah, 10 to 2 Central is 11 to 3 Eastern. Absolutely. So, yes. Good job kind of figuring that out ahead of time. We always have somebody who's like, hasn't the workshop started yet? And it's like, nope, you're in a different time zone. So be sure and convert all of that ahead of time. Okay, so let me kind of go back to the main website and I'll show you exactly where everything is. Under resources, front and center, number one is the No BS Planner. And so this is updated for 2025. You can click on that. And then we're also doing the, we also have divided up all the individual pages, but y'all, these are the only three individual pages of the new planner. No more monthly assessment, no more, like no more rigmarole. I mean, it was all good, right? And here's the thing, y'all. This is like, oh my gosh, if I don't say anything today on the call, do what is working for you. Just because we have a new planner doesn't mean that you have to have, you have to use the new planner. But we are always updating our resources to just keep it super, super simple. Oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm trying to get out of here. To keep it super simple for our members. And so our new members, especially our new members that are coming in. But if you love what you're doing, you love the system, you love the format of the planner you are using, please stay with whatever it is you're doing. But this planner is available to everyone as well. So, oh wait, y'all aren't saying something. Hold on a minute. Let me just stop sharing. I got too much going on, and then I'll start over again. Okay. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Let me know if you can see. Pull up the chat. Okay. Do you all see the planner now? The planner page. Yeah, I had the page of the newsletter up. Yes. And then I clicked on something accidentally. Okay. Sorry, y'all. So here we go. So this is the planner page. It's under resources, No BS Planner. Okay. All right. And so here are the individual pages and then we also have the maintenance planner for those who are in maintenance. There's a blank habit tracker in there if that's what you want to use or what you're already using. But again, I think this new planner is for those of you all who are getting back on track, for those of you all who hadn't been planning for a while, for those of you all who just need a fresh start and need a little reset, I say let's do it. That's what I'm doing. And but again, if you don't need to do that, if you know what's working for you, you can do whatever it is. You know what's right for you. Okay. So let's look at this planner. We're gonna talk about the quick start guide too. But y'all, this planner is so easy and simple. This is what the four basics habit tracker, this is what the habit tracker looks like now, and it's actually by week. So that we don't have a big month-long thing we're tracking. We're actually tracking things by week. We want to keep it so simple. People have said it's too much, it's overwhelming to do a month. But again, do what works for you. But this is what, and we have a ton of sample pages so that you can see what's going on and see how to fill it out. And so this is what the habit tracker looks like now. So we've divided up into doable hunger by each meal. And then you see we go along here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You get a check mark. I mean, y'all can set, y'all, I've been doing this so long and working with so many clients. Y'all can do your colors, you can do your check marks and your X's, you can do whatever kind of system you want to do, but it's a way for you to really divide it up by week. And we track doable hunger and then we track the basic human needs. Ooh, Karen says this is kicking my excuses to the curb. I think that's kind of what we're trying to do around here. Are y'all seeing the screen? Okay. Barbara. I've got the habit tracker up. Okay, I think y'all are seeing it. So you may want to go out and come back in. So hungering enough, because y'all know that's what creates weight loss ultimately. Eating when you're hungry, stopping at enough, and then water and sleep, basic human needs. Took a self-care action today, and we're going to be talking more about self-care. There's lessons on self-care in the new No BS course. And then made a 24-hour plan. If it is something that is part of your habits, that's actually something in this new course that we don't even introduce until module 5 or 6. Because we just found that new people, and I mean, just people would just get overwhelmed with planning and, you know, and kind of emphasize that instead of emphasizing eating when you're hungry and stopping when you had enough. Y'all, that is what creates weight loss, not writing a plan. A plan is an amazing tool in making decisions ahead of time and all of that, but that's not what creates weight loss. It's eating when you're hungry and stopping at enough. All right, I sound like a broken record. So this is the habit tracker. And then this is the only assessment that we do now is a weekly weigh-in questions worksheet. Do this every week. And this is where you weigh in, you look at your feelings, you celebrate a win for the week. You talk about why you're going to keep going no matter what. I swear, I think that is the most important question you can ask yourself every single week, every single day, because you know, you will lose all your weight if you just keep going. And then, do I need to ask for help? All of us, y'all, we're all here because we need to, you know, we need some help sometimes. And then notes and ideas for next week. So that can be more wins. That can be like, what's something I'm going to try? That could be, I'm going to look for an accountability partner, all that kind of stuff. And yes, Carla, you still can use the deep dive assessment. I was going to show you all where that was. That is the monthly assessment that is still that we're still using and that you can still use to assess your month. And so that's under resources, helpful worksheets, and the deep dive assessment. Let's see, there it is right there. So it is still there for you to absolutely use if you love using that resource and assessing your entire month. Okay. So, but what the planner really is focused on now is really assessing each week. So, okay. And then now let's look real quick at the planner page. And then, so there's the blank, there's all the blank habit trackers and weigh-in worksheets for each week. And then what the daily page looks like. Here's the sample. So pretty similar to what we've seen before. What are you planning? What are you what's the actual? And then did you wait for hunger and stop it enough for each meal? And then you would transfer that over into the habit tracker page for each week, right? Track your water and sleep. One self-care action that you took each day, and then one decision you're proud of, and then any notes to remember. I love how simple it is. I love how simple it is. All right, let me get out of here, and then I'll answer some of y'all's questions because I really did want this to kind of be like, I'm glad to coach anybody for sure, but I also want this to be kind of a little Q&A since we got so many things going on. And then any coaching, if y'all want to raise your hand and we can do some coaching too before we get out of here. So, All right, let's see. Is this all in the quick start? Yes. So that's really where you want to start, is in the quick start on the site, right? And so actually, let me share real quick because thank you for the reminder there. Let's do that first. I meant to kind of start over there. Okay, let's first go to the website again. And y'all, the quick start should be right here on your front page. But if for some reason it isn't, and don't ask why do I have two quick starts, it's because I'm on the team and it's kind of funky. But you would just click on quick start. There is, let's look at that page. And there's a good video from Corinne. I really encourage you all to watch. She talks about how to kind of just like, reset or just get restarted. And y'all, again, if you're doing great, keep going with what you're doing. But I always love just a little refresh sometimes. And then you actually start with a quick start guide. And here's the thing that's a little bit different. Let's look at the quick start guide real quick, because I've got it up too. Y'all know that some with the No BS course, right? We had like some worksheets and stuff. In the past, we've even had like a whole workbook for the No BS course. Well, every single thing that you need to go through the No BS course is in your quick start guide. And this actually even gives you an even simpler plan to do if that's what you want to do. But all the worksheets for, and there's not very many, y'all. There's not very many. It's not like we have a worksheet for every single lesson or every single module. There's tips and tricks. And so it always refers back to the module and the lesson that we're referring back to. But there's not a cheat sheet or a worksheet for every single lesson. It's just very streamlined and all that kind of stuff. And so this is an example of kind of the daily plan for someone who's very new and really wanting to get really basic. And so this is where you actually only, they aren't planning ahead of time. They are just assessing their day and then they're assessing their hunger and enough. So if you want to get real basic, you could even start with this before you even go to the planner. Okay. But this is mainly for brand new members who are coming in. And we're going to have a lot of new members joining after the workshop tomorrow. And so this is what they're going to be starting with. But y'all, there is a thing about kind of coming into something with a beginner's mind, something that you've been doing something for a while. And I always like to think about that. At the workshop tomorrow, I'm going to be thinking about these brand new members who don't know anything about us, don't know anything about hunger and enough. They've only been on some bullshit diet for, or a million different diets forever. What are they thinking about? What do I need to kind of remind myself of? I'm going to think of myself as a beginner and think, what was I thinking about when I first started No BS? And I encourage you all to reflect on that too, because I don't know, it just kind of leads us to like zoom out and think, I remember when I joined, and like I never in a million years thought that it would work for me to just eat when I was hungry and stop when I had enough. I thought that was crazy talk. I did not believe that it would work. But I always told myself, like I'm just what I've been doing hadn't working, following counting points and counting calories and drinking shakes and being starving to death and all that kind of stuff. That never worked either. So, yeah, this sounds kind of crazy, but I'm going to do it and I'm going to commit to doing it even when I doubt it. Another one of my big things is I doubt it, but I do it. Because here's the thing, y'all. If we just give up on anything that we doubt, we'd never do anything. So I encourage you all to come at this with a beginner's mind and just let yourself be a beginner again, because it really can be a game changer for us. Okay. So this is what the very beginner daily habit tracker looks like. And there's a bunch of the pages here. 30 days worth, I believe. And then we get the do-do-do. There we go. And then we get more like either cheat sheets or worksheets on the different lessons. So you definitely want to print this out or download this to your iPad as you're going through the course, because it's not just for brand new members, right? That's kind of what the Quick Start Guide was before, but this is really the no BS weight loss course guide. And so you really want to separate it out. Yeah, I love, Christy, how the hunger and enough is divided up by meal now. So you can get more wins, right? You can get more check marks. And that's what we want to do around here, right? Is collect more wins. So let's see. Duh, 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 duh. Well, I showed you on the Joan, I showed you on the website how you get to everything, right? Everything is on those tabs up above. But check your email because we gave you all the links on the email. We sent you a surprise email yesterday talking about the no BS course and it rolling out. Okay. All right. Love that y'all are loving it. Let's see if there's any other questions on any of this. Let's see, y'all found the quick start guide. And I talked about, yeah, I just answered about how the quick start is for everybody. Again, let's come at it as a beginner, new year. Let's do this. Let's just, and I know a lot of y'all love a reset. We love a new year, new you kind of stuff. Let's take advantage of that, but do it in a real way, right? Not in a bullshit, I'm gonna, I don't know, totally unrealistic kind of way, right? Yeah, I love how we just simplified. We don't have a million worksheets. We don't have a million things because, we know that y'all got overwhelmed. We know new members got overwhelmed. And so we're always trying to streamline and simplify. Let's see. Okay, y'all found the quick start. Let's see. Duh, 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 duh. And again, check your email for all the links for sure. Jean says, I find that making a plan actually helps with the budget because we know if there's food available at home and we don't stop for takeout. Yes, the plan is an amazing, amazing tool. And if you are using it, keep using it. And if not, let's focus on hunger and enough at first. That'll save you money too. And then you can incorporate the plan later. Okay. Duh, duh, duh. All right, everybody loves it. And I talked about the deep dive assessment. Okay, let's see. Let me look at the Q&A and see if there's any other questions. The discovery worksheet has not changed. The discovery worksheet has not changed. Great question. So it is still on the helpful worksheets page. And I actually looked for that today. I was like, wait a minute, where's the discovery worksheet? It's not, part of the planner. It's not, you will need to print it out separately on the helpful worksheets page. Ruth, no, we do not have a planner available to order from us, but we do give you instructions on the planner page on how you can get it printed out, like at an Office Depot or at a Staples or something like that. And then Lisa says, I was working on the Finish What You Start module. Okay, let me tell y'all what that is real quick. That's a little bonus thing that we have to kind of get you ready for the workshop tomorrow. And let me just show you real quick. Just so y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all probably know about this, but I don't want to confuse anybody. So let's get out of that. Back to the website. Oh, there's my calendar. Get out of that. Okay. So that is under courses. So it's our special bonus course. Again, it's totally optional, but it's just something to kind of get you ready and excited for the workshop tomorrow. It's called Finish What You Start. And so there's a little guide, and then there's a little video where there's four lessons. It's just a little, we're calling it a mini course. So Lisa says, I was working on the Finish What You Start module. I had a difficult time matching my whys to specific emotional eating moments. Maybe I was overthinking or trying to be too specific. Would you share a bit about this idea? Or maybe this isn't the right call. No, I'll answer anything, Lisa. So first off, I just want to say, anytime we're thinking we're overthinking or trying to be too specific, we probably are. So let me get out of here. Number one, yeah, it's like, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think, okay, if I wasn't overthinking or trying to be too specific, how would I answer these questions? Okay, that's what I want you to do. Number one, that can really open you up to Okay, if I'm not looking for the right answer, if I'm not looking to get an A plus on this, you know, if I'm not looking to do it perfectly, how would I just answer this if I just were to take a guess? Okay, because I'm telling you, trying to do it perfectly, trying to find the right answer is what really shuts us down from just the curiosity and the like learning we can do by just taking guesses. Because a lot of times when we are willing to take guesses, we figure out what isn't the answer, right? If we take a guess and say, like, you know, my why, maybe my why is, you know, like, I want to, you know, go out and buy clothes that I want to buy. And then you're like, well, but that's not really like a strong why for me. I can find clothes and, you know. So like you start like eliminating, right? It begins the process of elimination so that you can actually find the answer that is right for you. Okay. Because there is no one right answer when we're answering these things. Okay. So but here's the other thing I want you to do. You may not know until you get back into that situation of the emotional eating moment. So what I want you to think about, Lisa, is like the next time you're like emotional eating, I want you to think about, what could be a why right now that would be like really helpful for me to kind of think about. And that course, y'all, that little mini course, I love it because it talks about, and I think we're going to talk more about this maybe tomorrow too. I can't remember which lesson it's in. It may just be part of that little mini course. No, because it talks about, you know, your kind of overall whys of why you want to lose weight, but it also talks about behavioral whys. And it kind of talks about the difference between those two things. I don't want to get too much into that today, but it's such, I mean, you want to have as many whys as you can, you know, big picture whys, where I want to, you know, live as long as I can and be as healthy as I can and watch my grandchildren grow up and all these kind of things. But then in the moment, we want to have what we call these behavioral whys. Let me just kind of pull it up because that was like a really big like aha for me. Because I've got my printer's been like on fire, y'all, printing all this stuff out. I really like to have like hard copies. I'm an old school hard copy person. Behavioral wise, I don't remember where that was. Wise reflection. Not sure exactly where that was. Or maybe no, maybe it was in the No BS course, y'all. I think it was in the No BS course where we talk about behavioral wise. That's what it was. That's what it was, Lisa. There's actually a lesson specifically on behavioral wise. And it's like, you know, okay, you know, like I'm sitting here, you know, somebody brought in like brownies at work and all of this, like, I want to live longer and, you know, like I want to be there for my kids. You know, that ain't cutting it right now. I still really want that brownie. And this is when you can bring in some whys of like, you know what? I made a plan this morning and I'm someone who wants to follow through on that commitment. So it's like more of kind of like a like these day-to-day whys that are kind of smaller, like they aren't big picture whys, they're more like small picture whys. Or like, I don't want to feel like shit in an hour after I eat that brownie. You know, it's more like small, short-term wise. It's like we got our long-term wise and we got our short-term wise. And so I just love that distinction. And yes, it's in the No BS weight loss course in module like two or three, maybe like four, because I think it's the basics for module one. And then there's actually a module for each, eating when you're hungry and stopping at enough. And so we just really, really are focusing in on hunger and enough right now. All right. Yeah, why wait? I'm telling y'all get started with this. Don't wait till January 1st. What can you do today, to finish the year off strong and then, you know, just be rolling into January 1st, y'all? We got 4 more days, 3 more days till January 1st. Let's start now. Let's start now. Yeah, immediate wise. Yeah, that was kind of a new thing for me too. And so it was just the biggest kind of nugget I took so far from No BS. All right. Yes. Love it, love it, love it. Because here's the thing, y'all. A lot of times, you know, I have a history of binge eating. I still get urges to binge. And one of the biggest tools for me has been, all right, We can absolutely like eat whatever right now. But what about an hour from now? That has been so powerful for me to fast forward to my future self 1 hour from now. Sometimes we think about future self like, years or 6 months or even like a week, from now. No, let's utilize our very wise future self an hour from now. And I have done that so many times and practiced that so many times where it's like, okay, ain't nothing good happening an hour from now. My body hurts, I feel bad. I'm judging myself. All the food is gone and it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be to begin with. It never is. So that is just an amazing, amazing tool. Okay. And so that's one of those behavioral whys where it's like, okay, what's going on an hour from now? What are we thinking about? How are we feeling an hour from now? So powerful. All right. All right, all right, all right. Let's see. Any other questions? Y'all put any other questions in the Q&A so I can kind of, separate them out and not have to look through all the chat. Yeah, might need to get a new printer or might need to just, see if you can find a friend with a printer and bring some paper over or you can always take it to a copy place or a FedEx kind of place, and you can print stuff off there, copy stuff. So let's see. The maintenance planner, Jenny, is the same as it's always been. So go to the maintenance course. So you're asking, there is a separate maintenance planner that's totally optional. If you're in maintenance, you may want to choose to use that planner instead of the one that we have, but it's totally up to you. You can use our regular planner for the rest of your life, but the maintenance planner does have a few kind of different questions and different things like that specifically related to maintenance. So just check it out and see which one you like the best, but there's no, you just figure out what's right for you. Okay. So good question. All right. Let's do some coaching here. Let's see if you've had your hand up. Let's see if you need some coaching here. You've had your hand up from the very start. I'm not sure what the name is, but we'll find out. All right. Are you there?
Hello, are you able to hear me?
Yes. All right. What do you need coaching on today?
So first of all, actually, I'm calling from France, and English is my third language, so bear with me if just ask me to repeat if I'm not clear.
I will. I'm so proud of you for coming on and raising your hand. So welcome. Yes, what is your name? Tell me your name.
Yusra.
Yusra. Oh, that's beautiful. It's spelled just like it sounds. So,
Yes.
yes, that's easy. All right. Well, what's going on? What do you want coaching on today?
So actually, I want coaching on weekends because during the week I eat by myself for lunch and dinner every day, and I'm able to lose weight. But when the weekend
Okay.
comes, I gain all it back and even more. And I have a very structured weekend. So on Saturday, I will go out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And on Sunday, I have my adult sons who come home. And so we have a big brunch and a big meal after. And so we eat a lot, and they eat a lot. So I have to, prepare a lot of
Okay.
food and,
Okay, so you said you have to prepare a lot of food, but that doesn't mean you have to eat a lot of food.
Yeah, but actually so there is several reasons why I eat. One of them is I'm not able to see something that I want and not eat it. So during the week I manage to not eat because I cook only what I will eat.
Okay.
But as I cook much more on the Sundays, And I want to try all of it because they will finish everything. They eat really a lot. And so I want to eat from everything. And we spend a lot of time at the table. And
So
as far as I am, yeah, go
if
ahead.
I were to ask you, if what do you think is the simplest solution to this? What do you think is the easiest solution to this to keep losing weight on the weekends, just like you do during the week? What do you think you need to do?
What I need to do is to eat from all the meals, but a little bit. And it's what I'm trying to do. But the thing is that as far as I am sitting, and perhaps the other part is the emotional part. So when they go like not fighting, but not talking bad to each other, or when I'm feeling uncomfortable, I will eat also. So I'm not, yeah.
So what could be, again, if the food is in front of you, right, and then they start fighting, what do you think is the easiest thing you need to do to not eat in that moment and instead feel your feelings there, and we'll feel the discomfort, right? Feel, and we can
Yeah.
talk about that in a minute, but what do you think is the easiest thing for you to just not eat right then?
So this is where I'm stuck, actually.
So it sounds to me like, I mean, the most helpful thing or the easiest thing would be to, you got to get the food off the table. You got to get the food away from in front of you.
Yeah, I cannot get it off the table because they are continuing to eat, so I need to keep it there. I cannot.
Okay. What about your plate? Can you remove your plate?
I can try, but I'll need to get another one for the next meal, you know, because I serve and then there is another one and then there is another one. So I want to eat from all of them, but a little bit from each. So I need to wait. I need to wait between not the meals, between
The courses. Sounds like the
the
course.
courses. Yes,
Courses. Yes. So can you kind of push the plates a little bit away and maybe push your chair away a little bit?
Definitely, definitely I can do that. I need just to remember to do that during the meal.
Yes. And that's something that's going to take some practice, right? It's going to take some
Yeah.
practice, but it's anything that you can do where the food is just a little bit farther away from you,
Yeah.
you're much less likely to grab it.
Yeah.
And so there's just these little tricks that you can
Yeah,
do.
and I just thought about something. Actually, I could prepare, hot water with herbs, and I can have it near me. So instead of, I can have that in my hands. So I, between the courses, so
Between the
I have
courses.
something I can drink instead of eating. Even if I feel not uncomfortable, I drink but not eat. So it's
And
something I
so, and you're
can
not, you're
definitely
much
try.
less likely to eat. You're not gonna, when you're drinking that, you're not gonna, you're gonna be less likely. Sends a message to your brain. We're not eating right now. We're waiting until the next course. We are drinking our tea now, or our herbs now. But also just kind of, separate yourself just an inch or so really does help you. So, okay,
To
but
be
let's
mindful.
also, let's also talk about, and there's lots of ideas in the chat
In
about
the
kind of, how you can set up your food differently and things like that. There's also, there's all different ideas, but what are you feeling in that moment when your kids are arguing, or what?
arguing, yeah, it's more that arguing.
So what are you feeling? What are the emotions? Have you named the emotion?
Disappointed, sad, because it's not the way I've dreamed of family lunches, or family meals.
So it's really kind of not the expectation that you had about, because this is something that you can definitely journal on, right? That you can write about, beforehand or after is, like, what are my expectations of the Sunday meal? And then what is the reality?
Yeah, and the reality has been there for like now they are out of, we are an empty nester since 2 years. So it has been there for almost every week since 2 years, but I'm not able to get my mind, I'm still hopeful it will be better one day.
Do you think it's going to be
I
better?
don't know. They are 24 and 21, so I'm telling myself perhaps if they grow up a little more, they
Maybe. Maybe. But then we also want to kind of think about, okay, if this is how it always is, what do, I can't control that. Right, I can't control them and what they say. I mean, it does sound like they are expressing their emotions to each
It's
other.
not, it's not méchant. It's not it's their way to just joke with each other, but it
Yes.
bothers me.
Okay. But you want to get really, really clear on why it bothers you, why you think it should be different, because we can't control what they do, right? They may
Yeah,
grow up
definitely.
and be different, but they might not. So, how do I want to practice thinking about this, right? How could this be okay? Just okay, even.
Because I cannot change them. I know that I cannot change the dynamics.
But again, I see them as we could see it. We could think of it this way. We could say, they are expressing their emotions and, laughing with each other. I have taught them to express their emotions, not to push down their emotions and eat. Just
Yeah,
more.
definitely.
Right? We could think
I'm
of
the
it.
one. I'm the one eating on my emotions.
Yes, but they are expressing themselves, they're feeling their emotions. And you could give yourself credit for teaching them how to do that instead of, eat to not feel. I don't know. That's one way to see it, right?
It's a good way to see it.
That's one way to see it. And someone mentioned in the chat about there's a really good book that just came out from Mel Robbins. It's called The Let Them Theory. Have you
Ah, the
heard?
let them theory.
Yes. So it's this is what we're talking about here, right? How can we
Okay,
let them, how can we let them be who they are and us be okay with it, right? Instead of resisting it, instead of wanting it to be different, instead of thinking that it's wrong, because that's when we eat, right? That's when
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
there's so much resistance, right? That we're looking for relief from. Okay. So I think for
Oh, yeah.
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so I have the practical part of it. Get back and far from the table and have the cup of herbs. And then the second one is, trying to accept them as they are actually, and
Yes. And that happens in your journaling, right? That happens
journal.
in, okay. This is what's happening. This is why I don't like it, or this is what I think, should be different. How could this be okay? How could this be less of a big deal than I'm making it out to be? Could it be just who they are? And what is the story I want to tell about this dinner, this meal together that feels good? It leads me to not want to eat while I'm also utilizing those tools that you said. Tea, pushing it back, put maybe you can put your fork, somewhere far away. But we also have to look at our thinking, right? We have to look, because if we're not looking at that, then you're just gonna get up and, find some food.
Yeah, definitely. I journal on it today because they will be there. We will be at home tomorrow, so
Tomorrow. Yes. Okay. So keep doing that. And
Thank
then
you.
also just maybe just some deep breaths
Yeah.
while you're sitting there, while you're listening to them. Also, you could step away. You could just step away for a minute. Excuse yourself and go to the bathroom and wash your
That's
hands with some warm water.
when it becomes difficult, I can do that. Yeah.
You could just step away for just a minute, right? Not for very long if you don't want to, but you don't have to, have to stay, right?
Yeah, I'll write all this in a note on my phone so I can,
Yes. Yes. So you'll remember. So
the
you'll.
fork, the chair, the cap of
Yes.
herbs, the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, and maybe just try one or two, don't get overwhelmed, right? But yeah, it's you'll need reminders, right? You'll need a reminder. And so figure out a way, whether it's a sticky note or on your phone, to remind you to utilize some of these tools and then also do that journaling. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Maybe come back to Ask Coaches maybe after tomorrow.
After tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. And let us know how it goes. Let us know what you learned. Let us know what your wins were. And then let us know if we can help you further.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I'll
Okay.
do that, definitely.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So good to
Bye.
see you. Take care. All
Good to
right.
see you. Bye.
All right. Let's do a few more questions here. Someone posted a monthly weigh-in tracker, weight tracker sheet in the Facebook group. It has a scale picture for each month. It is in the new print. Where do we find this? Let's see. Does anybody know? Because that doesn't sound familiar to me. Let me know in the chat if y'all have seen that. And maybe it was something that somebody created. Or maybe it's here in the Quick Start Guide. I'm still getting to know all these new tools too, y'all. So we have the weekly weigh-in sheet, but it doesn't have a picture of a pictures of a scale picture for each month. Okay. Somebody said, okay, they think they just created it. I'm telling y'all, we have some amazing technical creators in our group. And so if you all are not in our Digital Divas Facebook page, that is where a lot of these tools that you hear about, or that may have been in the main Facebook page, but be sure and join that group. You can go to our website and go under our Facebook tab. And join that group. Anybody can join. You don't even have to be a super digital or technical, but that's where a lot of those tools live. So, da-da-da, okay. Oh, Anna posted it. Okay. Anna Pena, Pena. You could just search for her name. So it was in the Facebook group. All right. So if one of you all wants to, post that in the Facebook group again, if you screenshotted it or whatever, if you have that resource available, just so someone else can find it, and then I'll work on my side with our customer service team and see if we can find that and be able to direct people there. So you can email support at pnptribe.com and find it there as well. Oh, that's a good idea, Paula. Paula said in our Facebook group, if you're on a computer, I think maybe it's only just a computer, but if you go to our group and you actually click on files, anything that anyone has attached as a file, is it in the Digital Divas or is it in the main group? Y'all, do you know? Does anybody know for sure? It was in the main group. Okay. So if you can go in the main group and go over to files, it's like a little tab or there's a files button, you should be able to see it. So, okay. But again, it's not the game changer, right? It's just another tool. And so, yeah. Let's see. Someone posted a link. Did y'all find it? Y'all found it. Oh my gosh. Claire wins the prize. She posted the link for us. So, there it is. Yep, somebody else created that, y'all. Here it is. So thank you for posting that link. Okay. Thank you so much, Claire. All right. Well, so that question is answered. Let's see. Yes, Christy, for tomorrow's workshop, the last hour will be geared towards new folks or folks interested in joining. So it really is for current members. It is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. So it's 4 hours. And then after that, it is mainly for new members because we are going to be a mix of current members and then also hopefully mostly new members that join us tomorrow. So they have actually paid for the workshop, and then we give them the opportunity to join tomorrow. So exciting to have new people join and just be able to help more women because that is our mission here at No BS. So, all right, how to lose 5 pounds in January? Good question, Melissa. I've been talking about it, all day today, but just haven't really connected it to the title of this call. But what I recommend for you all to do to lose 5 pounds in January is to, if nothing else, that you all go through module one of the new No BS course, where we focus on the basics, right? And three of the four basics. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough, and meet your basic human needs, which that is now where water and sleep fall under. I know this is not like a revolutionary answer to your question, but that is what creates weight loss. And in those lessons, we talk about how actually this may be kind of further on down the course, but Corinne mentions how, an average weight of weight loss is a half a pound to 2 pounds per week. And so, we're not on the fast track plan here. We are on the doable, sustainable, we want to keep this weight off plan here. And so that's how it's done, y'all. But we have these amazing tools that include the lessons from the new No BS course, include the very, very basic planning and tracking tools that are part of the new planner. And here's the deal, y'all, about tracking. And again, I love how we're now tracking by week, because when you start tracking something like eating when you're hungry, stopping when you've had enough, by meal every day, what do we know happens when you start tracking? Your behavior changes. We have this brain and it loves hits of dopamine. It loves check marks. It loves gold stars. It loves rewards. It loves us giving ourselves rewards. And that is what the habit tracker does. That is what the plan does when you check it off, whether you ate when you were hungry, stopped when you had enough, or didn't. But when you reward yourself for doing behaviors that you want to do, your brain wants more of that. It's like, ooh, you gave us another check mark. And then you felt really good about it. So let's keep doing that. So that next meal, like dinner tonight, let's see if we can eat when we're hungry and stop when we've had enough at dinner too. Let's keep doing that. We like that. Instead of giving ourselves hits, with overeating or, Facebooking too long or things like that. Okay. This is what we're doing here. We are setting up a reward system for the actions that we want to keep doing. And so that's what these amazing tools are. Okay. All right. Zana asked me about my watch. Is that a tool for self-care? It absolutely can be. I have an Apple Watch. A lot of times just use it. Sometimes I have to kind of put it back here to even see the time or the date. I do kind of loosely track steps and activity and things like that. So these trackers, talking about tracking again, they can absolutely be tools for self-care. They also can be tools for beating ourselves up every day, thinking that we're a failure, that we're not good enough, that, oh, here we go again, and we haven't met our goal for the day. So the best tool for self-care is right up here between your ears. Okay. And then these tools, We can use them for good or we can use them for evil. Evil, that's a little dramatic, but you know what I mean. So I see all of this data on this watch as data, as neutral, factual data. I do not make it mean anything about me as a person. I don't make it a moral failing or a moral success if I reach my goals or if I don't. Okay? Because all it is some numbers on a watch. Okay? So that's my answer there. Went on a little soapbox there. Trisha says she's down 20 pounds since April, and that's about a half a pound a week. I love it, y'all. This is losing weight the way we're going to live it. When we lose it slow, then, if we were to gain it back, it'd be a lot slower gaining it back. But when we lose it slow, we're probably doing it in a more doable, sustainable way. And so we keep it off. It's when we're trying to do it too fast and we get too desperate and too grabby, that's when we burn out and quit. Well, I don't think anybody's trying to do that. Slow and steady wins the right race, exactly. So, all right. There is a challenge in the Apple and the Apple Watch, or there's Apple Watch Challenge. I saw that in the Facebook group today. So, and can somebody post a link? Well, okay, Melissa, you did post the link to the Digital Diva group. But there is in, let me just do this real quick before we get out of here. Let me see where it is on the, yes, it's under the community tab. And let me see the page that has, here we go. Here's the page. It has all of our subgroups. And I need to even, and I will post that link here. There we go. I put it in the chat. That is the link to all of our subgroups. Actually, Digital Divas is number one right here. But then we've also got medical weight loss, mindful drinking, maintenance, Queen's Club, all the things. So amazing, amazing resources for you all with these subgroups, but they're all totally optional. Just pick the ones you want or stay in the main group or, just whatever you think you might be interested in. But again, don't overwhelm yourself. You don't have to join any or all. Okay. Someone noticed my little baby Yoda back there in the chair. No big significance. I like him. He's cute. And I like the show. I watched the was that The Mandalorian, the show. I'm a big Star Wars fan. So yeah, he's just hanging out with me. He hangs out with me every day. I don't have any pets, y'all, so he's kind of my little pet here, but big news. I think we are thinking about getting a dog in 2025. So, oh my goodness, it's kind of a big deal around here. So, thank you for yeah, I'm loving my hair right now. It's good hair day. And I actually didn't even wash it this morning. All right, let's see. Any other questions? Oh, let's see. Oh, I missed. Oh gosh. Okay, hold on. More questions. Let's see. Could you provide the link for the paid workshop that I can send to friends? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. JoinNoBS.com is always available to anyone, by the way, to for anyone to join at any time. So I put that in the chat. But our let me see what that goes to right now. So that can actually go to the workshop page. Do-do-do. Okay, so let me see if I can find real quick again. Technology, y'all. You gotta love it. Let's see if there's a thing here where maybe there's a way to give it to a friend. No, of course not. That would be too easy. Y'all are hearing my self-talk. Let's see. This was for the members. Want to do this with this for friends? Send them this link. All right. And that's got a bunch of gobbledygook with it. Okay, y'all. I'm going to send y'all this big long thing. Yeah, it has been an email that we've sent. Oh my gosh, look at that link I just posted. That's a big long link, but so that's a way you can join, let's see, or where someone else can join the workshop for $19. And then they'll get an opportunity to join. Hopefully that link will work. Sorry, y'all, I didn't have that ready to go. Since the new weekly planner starts on Sunday, can our Facebook weigh-in change to Sunday? Probably not, Robin. I think we'll probably just keep it for Friday because that's what it's always been. But here's the thing. You weigh in when it works for you, okay? Because we can't. Everybody wants weigh in to be every day, every day of the week. So yeah, just and then save the Friday weigh in post. Just on Sunday when you weigh in, you come back to that post and you post then. Okay. So yeah. Okay. We just picked, I remember Corinne said this the other day. She was like, we just picked Friday just because she doesn't even remember why. But again, I weigh in on Mondays usually. I actually haven't weighed in a long time, but when I do weigh in, it's usually on a Monday. I've just really been focusing in on my habits and kind of my goal life rather than my goal weight. And so I know y'all probably ask why I'm not haven't been weighing. So, but that's me. Okay. So this is really how you just where you decide what works best for you. All right. Can you tell us more about Corinne 365? That's another big news. Y'all, we have a bunch going on right now. So Corinne 365 is kind of the new iteration of our Quick Hits podcast. So you all don't need to do anything if you already subscribe to our Quick Hits podcast. We're just going to change the name to Corinne 365. And starting January 15th, you are going to get a dose of Corinne every single day in Corinne 365. She's currently recording the first episodes right now. And so it's going to be amazing. So she's actually done this in the past where she kind of would go live or, I don't think it's been on the podcast, but she would like go live every day for a month or something like that. So it just gives you a dose of Corinne. It's probably going to be 5 minutes or less, very, very short, just little nuggets every day, for the foreseeable future. I mean, it's called Corinne 365. So maybe for at least the next 365 days. So, all right. Last few questions. So, I'm a teacher. How do I eat when hungry when I can't get breaks when I want? Same with water. I can't drink a lot since I can't have potty breaks. Okay, Anonymous. There is a specific lesson for you in the new No BS course. So, definitely check that out. But the answer is if you are not full on hungry when you eat, you will do what we call practical eating. And y'all, I do this almost every single day of my life, and I have lost my weight and am now keeping it off. A lot of times I will have 3 or 4 hours of coaching calls in the morning, and I am not full on hungry at 8 or 8:30. My calls usually start around 9. And so I'm not full on hungry when I eat my breakfast, but I also know I'm not going to have time to eat breakfast, for 3 or 4 hours after that. So I just eat my breakfast. And here's the thing, Anonymous, you can always stop it enough. You may not feel hungry, but you can feel that enough signal, even when you're not hungry to start with. And so that's what I suggest is that you just eat when you get that break, when you have that lunchtime. Teachers, nurses, shift workers, you're not alone in this, right? And so you just eat to enough at that meal. And just do the best you can. Okay. So none of this is ever perfect. None of this is, like we all want that green light and that ding when we've hit enough or when we're hungry. But this is where we learn to trust our body and listen to our body. The other thing you can experiment with is having a little bit smaller breakfast than you usually do. And then you will be, you can kind of get to where you're a little bit more hungry at lunch. So this is just where you experiment and kind of figure out what works for you. Okay. And then, if you're still in your first 30 days, yes, everything unlocks at day 31. So you just focus in on the basics and the first 30 days for you, Carla. And then everything else will unlock at 31. And it's there waiting patiently for you, but we really want you to focus in on these just a very simple Our very simple habits and actions, because we don't want you to go into any overwhelm. Okay. All of that stuff will be there when you're ready at day 31. All right, y'all. Anything else? Oh yeah, I was talking about the Apple Challenge, that there is a, kind of an Apple Watch Challenge group. Ann posted that. That's not, something that we're doing in OBS, but that's something that members do together, which we love. So I don't know, maybe I'll join. I don't know. I've kind of been wanting to just kind of stay curious about what my numbers are. But again, I just encourage you all, don't use it as a way to beat yourself up. Don't use it against yourself. Just use it as a handy tool, as something to just be curious about, and just another tool in your toolbox. Okay. What kind of dog? We're not sure yet. We're looking at like a so we wanna my husband wants a hunting dog, and so that he wants to have, and get a puppy and train it and all of that. And so he would take it hunting, and then it would keep me company during the day. I'm just like already picturing like a little bed back there. So I know there's shelters, and so we will see. We will see. Not we haven't really gone beyond that yet. We're just kind of brainstorming at this point. And so, but I'm excited because it's been a long time, but I just know how big of a commitment that pets are. I'm very, very, serious about that. And I just wasn't ready until now. So I'm excited. So, all right. Is that it? It's been fun, y'all. Please, please attend the workshop tomorrow. It'll just give you a great little reset and some great little tools and nuggets for you to take into the new year. But what I really, really want y'all to dig into is the new NoBS course, okay? Because Corinne has just done an amazing job, and also Yasmin, our content creator. They have just worked so hard to really, really simplify all of our concepts. Every single, if y'all been around, I don't know which version this is of NoBS, of the NoBS course, but probably six or seven at this point. But every single version has been an effort to simplify and make it as easy as possible for you all to practice the four basics and lose weight and just get to your goal life. So please check it out and just let us know if you have any questions, any kind of coaching questions. Take it to Ask Coaches, any kind of technical questions, or where do I find this, this resource or whatever. Actually, either one. But if it's something that you're not seeing on the website, just email support@pnptribe.com and they can help you there. And we just love to hear what you all think about it. Okay. Because I'm just super excited. But I will see a lot of you all on the workshop tomorrow. I'll probably be in my jammies and just getting my learn on, just like with all of you all. So, all right, y'all, have a great rest of your Saturday. Take care. Bye-bye.